Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay. Here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
When Ben Johnson said the thing that he said,
kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
Here's what Stacey Dale said.
Trust me when I tell you guys, that comment, it is very much present.
Well, here's what he had to say today about your Chicago Bears. And notice one name is missing.
Offensively, they're doing a great job taking care of the football. I think Poles has done a hell of a job of collecting a bunch of talent.
One would think that if the offense and defense have made a lot of progress, that the person that should be praised for it would be the guy who is in charge of all of it.
Ryan
and apparently
Poles.
That's Ryan Poles.
Ryan Poles is in charge. I think Kevin Warren has done a really nice job hiring everybody. And who's that new PR guy? Ted Cruz. Yeah, Ted Cruz has done a really nice job as well.
It's not the senator from Texas.
Antoine Randall clearly is a great assistant coach.
I mean, Al Harris. I mean, there's a guy with a Packer lineage.
Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brent Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
He's clearly doing a great job. Does every coach. The guy that they've got on offensive quality control.
Right.
Let me tell you something.
Ken Norton III is doing a really good
job. He's really done a great job with this team.
You know, Staley's doing a great job getting the fans going every week.
Tony Medlin's doing a great job as the equipment
manager.
Have
you guys donated a coat? Because that would be great if you could. And let me tell you, the lawns up there are great. Kenny Marock does an incredible job.
Oh, and Paul Zerang. Getting the audio going and practices. That's a great job.
That's right. Gets the parabola mic going during games. All that stuff is great.
Back in the radio days, the Zerangs were awesome.
Yeah, man.
What about the head coach? Who? No, I don't know.
I've never heard of him.
I don't know him. I don't know OB.
I do not know the man you're talking about.
Ed Obradovich.
Do not
97?
Know him. Do not know him.
What's the problem?
I do not know the man. I don't know who he is. I never heard of him.
I love Matt LaFleur doing a Mariah Carey. I don't know her.
I don't know her.
I love Beyonce. Beyonce is very sweet.
Und was ist mit J-Lo?
I don't know.
Die kenne ich nicht.
The official adventures of...
And now, live from the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage for the Matt Forte book signing, it's the Spiegel and Holmes Show. You can purchase Matt's book, Stay in the Game, Making the Most of Every Season, wherever books are sold, on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes Show, and we've got you for the next 4 hours or so. We got a full show with a lot of things going on. Dave Wannstedt is going to be here, and he is going to have him some bourbon. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and that somewhere is here in the Score studios. The whole crew is available and here. Alex has made his way. Tanny is back in the control studio. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hot damn, I love a crowd. Don't you, Lawrence? I mean, look at this. We got people, listeners in the flesh. They don't have to text us. I mean, you can still text us out there and we'll be reading, but these people can just like shout things out and derail the program.
We don't really want them to do that. But we would like for them to just kind of hang out and have some fun.
We would, but if they want to have a little energy and be part of it, like Alex has a microphone over there. He can take questions and such.
The people are going to be part of categories today.
They are.
Because it worked once. So we're going to try it again. So there's no pressure on you, but we are going to try it again. We are also looking forward to at 3 o'clock we've had like the best conversations with Matt Forte. It's been a really good addition to what we do weekly, talking about the Bears. And the fact that he's written a book, and he's actually written a couple of books. He also has a children's book, which is really outstanding. We were like, why don't we do a – if he's doing book signings at the airport, why can't he do a book signing with us?
Yeah, it's really cool. I'm looking forward
to
talking.
Very readable book.
It's extremely readable. I think a lot of these people actually have the book in their hands now. They went and got one just outside the front door over there, and folks can get Matt Forte to sign it.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. And thanks to Matt's team, too, for helping us put all of this stuff together, because we wanted to make this happen. It just made sense because Matt was talking about his book signings. Yep. We were like, we could do a book signing. We're a big boy company that can put stuff together.
So last time we had a former Bear in this space, on this stage, Olin Krutz was able to dissect some of my technique as a former center in the flag football circles, as you know.
For the mighty Sequoias.
The mighty Sequoias. We were very good for 3 years. Didn't win the title. It's very sad. But it's going to be in my upcoming book about flag football.
Out of the game.
But we did some with Olin on the stage. We got Matt Forte on the stage. You might have to ask for a little demo from Matt about what life is like as a running back, maybe for these Chicago Bears, who are the second best rushing team in the NFL.
I'm going to get you ready for this, and I'm going to get the people who are here ready for this.
Okay.
Matt is bigger than you remember. The workhorse has been putting in the work in the gym.
Still.
His shoulders are going to get through the door before any other part of him gets through the door.
Amazing.
So when you see him, the first thing you're going to think is, he could still play.
Yeah.
And you're probably right.
He probably can.
About that. Yeah. So be ready for that.
All right.
Because, you know, the bigger guys, they get small.
Right, right, right.
When they're done playing.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that Matt was a small guy, but he is not on the same plan as the offensive linemen who deflate and go from, like, Olin right now. Olin's like a power forward now, you know? Like, he's probably down 60, 70 pounds from his playing weight. Spice Adams. Spice is down like 140 pounds.
Crazy.
Matt has been putting on muscle. And you'll see when he gets here.
All right, cool. Looking forward to it. And then, as you mentioned, Wani and categories and a lot of stuff. Yesterday, I was a little freaked out by how Ben Johnson talked about that Packers defense. Kind of freaked me out a little bit, you know?
That they're good?
And
but you knew that, though.
But the way that he knows they're good, like, it just kind of was a little, and there were a couple listeners who, after listening to him during Turn the Page, were like, oh, yeah, I hear it now. Because, like, there was a respect level for the way he talked about every level of that defense. And maybe just because it's me or because we've been listening to Ben so carefully, what I heard in there was a slight fear that his quarterback may not be quite ready to take advantage of that defense if he has to. You know, like it's a big part of the subplot for me of this game is like, all right, if they do stop the run up there in Green Bay, can Caleb take advantage down the field? Because at some point that's going to be the case, that he's going to need to do that enough. So anyway,
what if I told you,
yes,
that the Packers coach has similar feelings about the Bears defense?
I think I could use those.
Okay.
I think a lot of people could use hearing a little bit of fear or at least respect from LeFleur.
And you'll really appreciate it because he points out one particular guy that we have spent a lot of time talking about.
Remember from your time with Beyer, Tennessee, and obviously what have you seen from him this year?
Yeah, very, very intelligent football player. Obviously, very talented too. You're not going to fool him at all. He does a really good job holding disguises, knowing where he needs to get to. Has a good idea. Is able to anticipate routes and route concepts. And I think that's a big reason why he has, what is it, 6 interceptions on the season, leading the league. And so he's a guy I got a ton of respect for.
How do they get so many interceptions? Are they do they gamble a lot, or do you see them just catching everything that's thrown?
Well, I tell you what, there's a couple of those that just are 50-50 balls that they've been able to come down with and make just really good plays on the ball. I think, you know, when you talk about the safeties, their ability to get out the post, or whether they're playing a half or a post safety, and get over the top and steal some things. I know Beyer had one as a flat defender versus Minnesota where he just fell underneath the high cross. And then the corners have just been making some Wright's been making some great interceptions down the field. He's obviously a really lengthy corner that's got tremendous ball skills, and he's also got an awareness to, you saw what he did on the toast push when he ripped it from Jalen. So I think all in all, I watched all the interceptions. Edmonds, I know he's not available this week, but you know, just making just great plays on the ball. So I think they're primarily a vision-based defense, so a lot of spot dropping, and those guys do a really good job of reacting to the quarterbacks.
Does that change anything for a quarterback at all when they're going against a defense that is so efficient at making plays on the football?
Oh yeah, I think it definitely, it can give you a little bit of pause at times. But that's why I think when you talk about the timing and the rhythm and trusting your feet and what you see, and trusting, you know, the receiver's going to run the route on the right number of steps, whatever it may be, so a guy can't jump a route, I think it's critical.
So, look.
Feel better?
A little bit. Little bit. He just gave you one of those possibilities of how you can equalize things. They got to turn Jordan Love over. They need to take advantage of some of those 50-50 balls that Love is happy to throw. Some of those risky throws. Alex Kuhn was sharing some stuff in the thread that his guy JT O'Sullivan was breaking down on Jordan Love, that he always puts a couple of balls in harm's way. Right, Alex? He always puts a couple out there.
Yeah, JT pointed to the touchdown throw that he made to Dontavian Wicks in the corner of the end zone last week and pointed out that he kind of worked backwards on that progression and threw it into a very dangerous spot where the safety almost came over the top and made the play. So it kind of makes you think, can Nashawn Wright in one-on-one make that play,
or Kevin Byard.
Kevin Byard come over the top and make that play?
The Nashawn Wright question is a good one. By the way, named Defensive Player of the Month. He's second in the league in interceptions, but he is first in the league in giving up touchdown receptions.
Huh.
So he's been really good at taking the ball away, but there have been some issues with him in coverage, and I wonder if he's going to be attacked, even knowing that he's a guy that takes the ball away.
Probably, because Jordan Love isn't afraid to take his shots down there. But Love has been good in the Bears games. In the four games, he's thrown 6 touchdowns and only 1 interception. He has been really good of late. Last 8 games, he's over 70% in 6 of those 8 games. He's thrown 13 touchdowns, just 2 interceptions. But it's nice to know, from somebody watching the film, thank you for that, Alex, that he's still putting the ball in harm's way every once in a while.
He's the thing is that there's a lot of Favre in him too.
I know.
There's Rodgers in there, and there's Favre in there.
Sure.
Which is also scary because those guys are really great.
Mm-hmm. Need there to be some more DeShone Kizer in there this weekend.
Locking everybody, keep it like the Kizer. That would be good. When we come back, we are going to talk with Jarrett Payton. We've got things to ask him. The Walter Payton Man of the Year nominees around the league have been named, so we will talk with him about that and talk to him about this game and what this game means for the Payton family overall. That's coming up next. We got a full boat crowd here. Hello, everyone.
Good to see you.
We are in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Studio, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, through it all. Back with more Bears conversation. Matt Forte joins us at 3 on the screen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Sure.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Jared Payton.
I always feel smarter when I get off the phone with you guys. Appreciate it.
Former NFL running back.
And Payton will hit Pater. Touchdown Titans.
College football national champion.
Jared Payton, one of my favorite teammates because he knew exactly what it was to be great. And we needed guys like him where Walter Payton was his dad. He lived under that shadow. When it was his time to step up, he did.
Sports anchor for WGN.
Hey, let's talk a little Bears football.
And with the cold temps expected on Sunday, the Bears should lean on their run game once again this week. That means a heavy dose of DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai. Swift, though, he was named co-FedEx Air and Ground Player of the Week for Week 13.
Take a look at this. First game with 200-yard rushers since 85, the Super Bowl year. With Manungai and Swift today, who are the two guys? Walter Payton, of course, and Matt Sui.
If you're a Bears fan, how exciting is that? Just cool to see they got an offense.
Only been 40 years, second and one.
The Jared Payton Show today.
Jared Payton with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
You know that the Bears run game is doing something right when Jared's dad and his uncle get mentioned. Because if we're talking about a great backfield, you have it with Payton and Sui. Jared Payton joining us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. JP, did you air pump, like the fist pump, when they said that last week during the game?
You know I did, you guys, man. Anytime I hear, you know, my pops and my uncle, Matt Sui, you know, mentioned with those guys, pretty cool, though, to see that the ground game is back in Chicago, and both DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai doing their thing. Shouts out to the O-line, though. We got to give the big guys up front a lot of love because they were the big guys up there making the moves for those guys back there getting through the holes.
Yeah, every one of them got a game ball and
hey,
well-deserved.
Hey, speaks. Real quick.
Yeah.
Lawrence came out hot, and I just got to say what's up to the whole crowd. You guys got a live crowd there. I got to
what's
up to them. You know what I'm saying? Got to say what's up to them. That's love. And I got to say what's up to you guys. And shout out to you guys for teaming up with Matt. I know he's new to the team. I'm so grateful for him. A couple of weeks ago, I was in St. Louis with my daughter for her soccer tournament. And we were going to her second game at night. And we're listening to – my daughter likes listening to the song by Yeet named Come and Go. So we're jamming in the car. And lo and behold, Matt Forte's name pops up on the screen, and I was like, I got to take this. So why is he calling me on a Saturday? And he called me to ask me to sit down with him and like basically do a conversation with him at the University Club in Chicago about his book, and he thought that I would be the best person to sit down with him and have a conversation, a fireside chat, talk some questions. So I'm always great for him, and it's so cool that you guys are teaming up with him along with our Score family. So kudos to you guys.
I love it. And the University Club, swanky. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't even pronounce most of the stuff that was on the menu, Speak, so it was all good.
That's outstanding. Yeah, we're looking forward. We'll have Matt here in just a little bit. But speaking of your pops, like, do you have memories of him versus the Packers? He lost a lot, but then he was fortunate to be around for a really good batch of games where he got to win an awful lot under Ditka, of course.
Yeah, I mean, everybody that's listening right now at home and also live with you guys, my deep hatred and disgust for that team up north, I know we always talk about what happens on the field and the scores and the wins and losses. Mine came because of how locked in and focused my dad was throughout the week at our house, that no one could really talk because he was so focused on winning the game and what he had to do. So I get so mad. I used to get mad because we used to sit at the dinner table and you couldn't say anything because I'd want like a piece of bread and some butter, but I couldn't ask for it because you could see how locked in his eyes were and his face were about going into this game. So that's where a lot of my disgust comes from. is as a child not being able to kind of like roam around my house freely having fun, because everybody knew during this week against that team up north, dad was going to be locked in.
That is amazing. So you felt a difference in the tension and the focus in Packers week at home.
Yes. It was a totally different feel. My dad knew, he knew what it meant to the organization. He knew what it meant to the guys inside that locker room. And he also knew what it meant to the Bears fans that would stop him everywhere that he would go throughout that week and when he was out and about. So he always wanted to put on the best show. And wow. I always go back to that 85 game, and I look at, up in Lambeau and just seeing how determined he was, getting thrown over the bench and Matt Sui taking that big hit. And it was just so much that went into that. But watching, you know, that game, you can see if you watch that highlight of him, how much that game meant to him.
So with this particular game, what do you think is important? Like, what's the formula if the Bears are going to win?
Copy and paste from last week. It's got to be, Lawrence. You got to find a way to assert your dominance early on in this game. And it's got to be, you know, having success, you know, on first down and running the ball on first down. You look at the team, you look at how the Bears played last week against Philly. I mean, even just being good on third down, but it was establishing the run. It was dominating the guy on the other side of the ball across from you, but then also scoring touchdowns when you're also getting, you know, long drives and sustaining drives. They kept Philly's offense over there on the sidelines drinking Gatorade for a long period of time. That has to be the same exact kind of recipe if they're going to have a way to leave out a Lambeau with a win. But, yeah, I heard you guys talking earlier. Caleb's going to have to throw the football at some point. I do think that the way that the weather forecast is being, you know, kind of, you know, put out there, it's going to be a tough one. But at some point, you're going to have to make some throws, take what the defense is giving you when it comes to Caleb, and his arm and legs are going to be so vital, I think, in this game on Sunday.
We had a fun conversation, I thought, yesterday afternoon about the difference between a quarterback who's really good at managing the game and a quarterback who you disparagingly call a game manager. Like, there's a semantics issue about it, and like a, yeah, it's like a slur. It's like a quarterback slur when you call somebody a game manager. But the way Ben talked about Caleb managing the game, you realize that perhaps it shouldn't be. That's step one if you want to be an NFL quarterback, at least for Ben Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, I think we talked about this when I was out in Atlanta, just about taking some of the pressure off of him, and that I thought that running the football would be key this whole entire season for him under his first year with Ben Johnson. And so you can have that success, and everybody wants to have the quarterback that can, you know, take over the game and all that. I feel like we haven't really seen that from Caleb yet, but I look at around the NFL to some of these other young quarterbacks, you guys, I mean, it's really hard. We crown these quarterbacks early on, and then it comes to the next year where we're trying to figure out where they are. For Caleb, I feel like he's right where he needs to be. He's scratching the surface of how good he actually can be. And yeah, there are a lot of things that he needs to fix, but I love what I see from him. Tough as nails, hasn't missed a football game. And I know the accuracy is sometimes an issue there, but we all love what he does at the end of games when you need him to show up the most. So I think over time he is going to be good. That moniker on him right now, his team is winning, and he's still a young quarterback. We're talking about year two. He has a lot more growth with Ben Johnson, how I feel for it when I look at his future. So as of right now, yes. But at some point down the stretch, though, he's going to – that Caleb that we're all hoping for has to come out at some point. And it's going to – it might be a couple of times before we get to the end of the season.
How cool is it to see Nashawn Wright win Player of the Month?
I mean, I'm so happy for that young man. I look at him and I know all the stuff that he's been through, and it's hard to play in this league. And sometimes, you know, you have to, you know, wait for an opportunity because of injury or someone goes down in the game, whatever it is. But you have to find a way to be able to establish yourself. And to see him get an opportunity the way that he's been playing, and I know the stat that you were talking about, Lawrence, when it comes to how many, you know, touchdowns that he's given up as well, but the impact that he's had on games and his ball skills of these interceptions and that we've seen when you watch him. He's got crazy talent, and I feel like there's the sky's the limit for him to only get better. And getting that opportunity to play and not to have Jalen Johnson around and Tyreek Stevens on the other side, he's got a chance to be able to build and grow. And I think that's what's so cool about watching this team, especially on the defensive side of the ball, is that injuries have happened, but you know that there's other guys behind there in depth that are getting really valuable playing opportunities and playing time. And I believe that's only going to help as they go down the stretch of this end of this season, because you never know what's going to happen. But luckily, seems like this team is starting to get healthy at the perfect time.
So are you carrying on the family tradition? Like, can anybody talk to you during Packers week at the dinner table, or are you tense?
No, I'm cool. It's hard because, you know, I'm at a WGN most of the time at dinner time. So I just, if you watch my newscasts all week, like, I've not said the P word at all. I never say it throughout the week. So I always reference that. I always reference that team, the NFL team from Wisconsin. So if you watch me tonight, you'll see.
All right.
I will not say it at all week. So that's the thing that I get mad about. If I about to say the P word and then I ratchet it back and you're live on TV, sometimes people are like, "Oh, what was he about to say?" They know. I'm not saying that word.
Well, a good tense breakfast table would be good for family dynamics, too. You know?
No. It's totally fine. JP, you are the man. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Talk to you guys.
Jarrett Payton, man.
It's so funny thinking about, because, you know, we all have memories of being a kid and, like, mom and dad are in a fight or something and something's tense around the table. For him, it was Packers week. Like, damn it. My dad wasn't playing Green Bay this week.
Doug Buffon would always call it Packers Panic Week. And everyone's on edge, and it's a good thing. Thanks to Jarrett Payton for stopping by. We appreciate that. We love talking football with him. We also love talking football with Matt Forte. He is in the hallway. He is getting ready to come and join us. So if you're watching on YouTube or Twitch, make sure you keep watching. If you're listening, keep listening. If you're here in studio, man, y'all about to get a treat. Matt Forte is next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.